Pope Francis still defies God's word and prays to the Mary idol. That's the message I have for you today, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take a look right now up on your screen. You see an article, recent article from the National Catholic Register. It says Pope Francis prays rosary for peace in Ukraine and around the world. The Pope recited the rosary before the statue of Mary Regina Passis, as Mary Queen of Peace, at Rome's Basilica of St. Mary Major on May 31st at the end of the month of Mary. He meditated on the sorrowful mysteries in union with Marian shrines around the world, including Tsarevnytsia. So what we see here is that the Pope is still continually praying before graven images. These are idols that, you know, the Word of God clearly speaks out against such things. But folks, you have to remember that the Church of Rome, they declare themselves to be the only true church in the entire world. Don't ever forget that. So they put themselves above everything else when it comes to the true church of Jesus Christ. So we believe in the Word of God. We have the scriptures. Keep in mind, I am speaking as a former Roman Catholic. The Spirit of the living God delivered me, rescued me from that dark religious system. And these were things that I used to do myself, praying before statues, graven images. And it was the truth that set me free. As you examine the Word of God, you will see that the Bible speaks out against these, and not a few times, against these things, ladies and gentlemen. So when you see what's going on in the world, you see the workings of the modern day, what you would call Protestant evangelical churches. Many of those churches working hand in hand with the Church of Rome. Can you believe that, you know, people such as Billy Graham using Roman Catholic people as counselors? These are people that regularly bow down before idols. The system of Rome is entrenched with corruption and idolatry, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, when the Lord rescued me from this system and I saw the goings on in many evangelical churches, the ecumenical spirit that's there, you know, I knew, I said, I can't stay here. I can't work with these people. You know, they join hands with such stuff as this. Let's go to another screenshot here. It says the Pope recited the rosary before the statue of Mary Regina Passis, Mary Queen of Peace, at Rome's Basilica of St. Mary Major on May 31st at the end of the month of Mary. Before the recitation of the rosary, a bouquet of white flowers brought by Pope Francis was placed at the foot of the statue, and the Pope read an introductory prayer. So they're taking like little gifts, they're bringing them to these idols. You know, this is it's demonic, folks. There are demon spirits behind these statues, not only of Mary, any other, you know, many other religions, by the way, they're idolaters also. So in this case, they think they're praying to Mary, but they're not. They're praying, they're interceding to demon spirits. They don't realize it. I was doing the same thing. That's why I'm shouting out a warning. Next screenshot, look at the middle paragraph. It says, O Mary, Mother of God and Queen of Peace, during a pandemic, we gathered around you to ask for your intercession. We asked you to support the sick and give strength to medical staff. We implored mercy for the dying and to wipe away the tears of those who suffered in silence and loneliness, he said. So, you know, there's something wrong with the picture here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, they're asking Mary to do things that only God can do. You know, Mary's not part of the equation, folks. She's not. We're called to pray to God. We intercede, and Jesus Christ is the mediator, ladies and gentlemen. So this idolatry has deceived literally hundreds of millions of people, actually billions of people over the many centuries. Many of those people have gone on and died in their sins, eternity, folks, in a place called hell, because few people are warning them, especially in a modern day. You know, during the time of the Reformation, you know, people lost their lives that were persecuted and martyred. They had the courage to stand up and speak out against this because they loved souls, including their own, by the way, and they couldn't fall for this stuff any longer. They were delivered in the same way I was delivered out from that system, folks. You know, Mary's not the queen of peace. Look at the next paragraph. It said, this evening at the end of the month, especially consecrated to you, that's Mary, here we are again before you, Queen of Peace, to beseech you, grant the great gift of peace and the war soon, which has been raging for decades now in various parts of the world and which has now invaded the European continent as well. So the Pope is encouraging prayers to Mary, begging her for wars to end, folks. This is not the sign of a man who's been born again of the Spirit. Folks, when I was born again of the Spirit, all these things went out the window. The idolatry, it was the truth of God's word that set me free. So this is why I'm shouting a warning once again. I mean, look at that statue. Look at that graven image. Look at the big Mary and the little goo-goo baby Jesus. Do you see that? This is atrocious. This is atrocious, folks. This is what the Bible forbids. And many, many millions upon millions have been persuaded by this stuff. And it's still going on today. This is Roman Catholicism, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I warn about. Yes, I do. So let me give you some good stuff here, stuff in the Word of God that will, perhaps if you're a Catholic, turn you away from these things once and for all. The Bible tells us in Leviticus 19 and verse 4, turn ye not unto idols, nor make to yourselves molten gods. I am the Lord your God. Leviticus 26, verse 1, it says, ye shall make you no idols, nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall ye set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God. Don't do these things, folks. God's telling you right here in the Word of God. Do you believe His Word? Are you willing to follow Him and not the Pope and His words? Are you willing to take God at His word, or are you going to continue to follow the Pope and His words? Don't forget what I just said there. Look at this, the second commandment, folks. I mean, if this doesn't rescue you from doing these things, then you're in direct defiance to Almighty God also. Second commandment, book of Exodus chapter 20, verses 4 to 6, it says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. That's the second commandment. You won't find that in your Catholic catechism, by the way. They removed it. If you remember growing up as a Catholic, you learned the second commandment, thou shalt not, that you shall not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. You know that. But it's not true. They removed it. Can you believe this, ladies and gentlemen? You say, wait a minute, that will leave only nine. Well, what they did is they took the 10th commandment that dealt with covetousness and made two separate commandments out of it, defying God, to make up for the one that they took out of the catechism, folks. You're hearing it from a next Catholic here, folks. I want you to be set free from these things once and for all. You need to come out. That's what you need to do. You don't need to go to Mary for intercession. Jesus Christ is the one and only person that can intercede for you. Romans 8 and 34 says, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Folks, I'm a born-again Christian. I know Christ is interceding for me even now. In fact, he's interceding right now. He wants you to listen to me. So you turn from these things, ladies and gentlemen. 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. One God, one mediator, folks. It's Jesus Christ. Not Mary, not St. Joseph, not St. Jude. is a one mediator. His name is Jesus Christ. Let me close it here with 1 Peter 1:18-19. He said, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." There it is, folks. I've been redeemed from these things. I've been redeemed from these corruptible things, this idolatry, the idols. I've turned away from the idols, ladies and gentlemen. I've been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. I've been washed in that perfect blood. Jesus is the Lamb of God, ladies and gentlemen. Remember what John the Baptist, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Hear me now. If you're still praying to Mary, I got to tell you, you need to get saved. You need to repent and believe the gospel. You're in defiance to God's word. You need to be born again the biblical way, not the Catholic way. Not by a priest sprinkling a little water on your head as he shakes that brass wand as a little infant. That's not how you're born again. That's not how you're born again. You've got to put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You must be born again of the Spirit. You see, it's a spiritual birth. So baptism does nothing. That's not how you become born again, but that's what the Catholic Church teaches. And that's how people are persuaded to do these things, because they've never been saved. The Spirit of God is not in you. If the Spirit of God comes in you, you study the Word, you're going to say, "Whoa," just like I did. "Whoa, what is this? The second commandment forbids this. Here I am into idolatry, into these Marian apparitions that were going on in Medjugorje." Please, ladies and gentlemen, run from that stuff and put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ before it is too late. You be blessed and have a great day.